Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? It's Saturday, which means there's a new episode of Kids Animal Stories, which you need to listen to right after this adventure. Today's story comes to us from Ethan and Sam. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's Pokemon story? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day, and Ethan and Sam were headed over to their grandpa's house. They loved going over there and hearing amazing stories and exploring. You see, their grandpa lived on a big piece of property with a whole bunch of really cool land that you could go exploring on. But one of their most favorite parts of visiting their grandpa was hearing all of his Pokemon adventure stories. Yeah, their grandpa was a real Pokemon trainer back in the day when Pokemon were around. But, unfortunately, something strange happened and all the Pokemon disappeared. So that's why Ethan and Sam now live in a world without any Pokemon. Or so they thought. Sam, are you ready? Do you have everything all packed up and ready to go? Said Ethan. Yeah, but I just can't find my shoes. Ethan, have you seen my shoes? No. Why don't you check outside, maybe by the slide? Oh, yeah, I'll go check. Sam ran out to the backyard, and sure enough, his shoes were sitting on the bottom of the slide. Sometimes he liked to take them off when he was going up and down the slide because it was a lot easier to climb up the slide without his shoes on. As Sam came back inside, he was disappointed, and Ethan could tell. Sam, what's wrong? Well, because I left my shoes out there overnight. They're kind of wet from the dew. Oh, yeah. I don't like when that happens either. But that's why we got to remember to bring our shoes inside, said Ethan. I know. I'll try and remember next time, said Sam. The two of them got the rest of all their things, got in the car, and off they drove to their grandpa's house. Their grandpa lived way out in the country. They had to drive over big hills and across a few rivers on a bridge. Those are really fun. When you look down and you can see all the water rushing under the road. Wow, I love driving over rivers. What's your favorite thing to drive past or over? Do you like driving past a lake or a mountain? Yeah, those are really cool. Well, as Ethan and Sam approached their grandpa's house, they just couldn't wait. They almost jumped out of the car before it stopped moving. Ethan, Sam, hold on, wait, slow down, said their parents. Ethan and Sam were running up the driveway as fast as they could and jumped into their grandpa's arms. Hey, what's going on, guys? Their grandpa said. Oh, you guys got a lot bigger than the last time I saw you. Grandpa, shouted Sam. We've been looking forward to this forever. Woo! Bye, Mom, bye, Dad, they shouted. Ethan and Sam were about to enter an adventure that they had no idea about. All right, boys. So what do we want to do first? Adventures or stories? Said their grandpa. Both, said Ethan. All right, then. We'll go on an adventure and I'll tell a story. Let's go. Their grandpa led the way and Ethan and Sam eagerly dropped all of their stuff off on the front porch, and off they ran on their adventure together. Grandpa, so did you really see real Pokemon back in the day?
Oh, of course. You see, this ranch used to be full of Pokemon. This, I used to call my Pokemon Sanctuary. And you see those fields up there?
Up ahead, there were some big fields with trees and rocks, and it was really cool.
You see that hill over there? There used to be so many Charmanders and Scorbunnies. Wow, that was a very special place. Just to be able to see them in their natural surroundings, free and happy. That's what I loved about it the most.
said their grandpa.
But I still don't understand, like, where did they go?
Said Sam.
Like, they were here one day, and then I've always heard that they just disappeared all of a sudden. Did someone take them, or, like, what happened?
Well, you see, Sam, not everyone viewed Pokemon the way that you and I do. You see, people started to take advantage of Pokemon in a way that was not healthy or helpful to them. So one day, I think it was a Mewtwo that decided that it was time to leave. And they all vanished and traveled to another planet far away.
As they were hiking up the trail towards that Pokemon hill, Ethan and Sam couldn't help but just wish and dream that they lived in a world where Pokemon were.
Do you think they'll ever come back?
Said Ethan.
I don't know. I sure hope so, and that's why I keep this farm and ranch just the way it was, just in case they want a safe place to come back to Earth.
Char! Char!
What was that? Grandpa, did you hear that? Said Ethan.
I did. That sounded very familiar. It almost sounded like a Charmander.
Ethan and Sam both ran up ahead towards where they had heard the sound.
Wait, boys, hold on.
Their grandpa was trying to keep up, but they were a lot faster than him. Sam was the first one to reach the top of the hill.
Ethan, do you see anything?
They were out of breath from running so fast and so far.
No, I don't.
Scar, Scar.
I hear something else. What is that?
Said Ethan. Sam and Ethan started looking all around, but at the top of the hill, there were so many bushes and so many rocks. There were a lot of hiding places for whoever is making that sound.
Boys, come over here. Look at this,
shouted their grandpa. Ethan and Sam took off running towards their grandpa.
What is it, Grandpa?
Shouted Sam.
Well, I don't believe my eyes. It's been 15 years since I've seen one of these.
This is a Charmander!
Shouted Ethan.
They couldn't believe it. There was a young Charmander standing right in front of them.
Char! Char!
And look at that over there!
Shouted Sam.
Hiding in one of the bushes was a Score Bunny.
Score, Score.
What? That is my favorite Pokemon. How is this happening?
Shouted Sam. Do you have a favorite Pokemon that you wish you could find on their grandpa's Pokemon Hill?
Holy smokes, I wish I had a Pokemon Hill in my backyard.
Well, the rest of the day, Ethan, Sam, and their grandpa spent eating a picnic lunch with their new friends, Charmander and Score Bunny. This was the wildest and most amazing adventure that Ethan and Sam had ever had with their grandpa. But I think this is just the beginning of maybe the Pokemon returning back to Earth. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Lillian Emmy from Eagle Mountain, Utah, Soren from Alaska, Victor and Martin from New Zealand, Jovi and Kieran from Taiwan, Pranav from the USA, Connor from Myanmar, Grayson and Parker from Australia, and Maya from Boston. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you over on the Kids Animal Stories podcast. So right now, head on over to the podcast called Kids Animal Stories for an amazing new adventure ready today. I'll see you there. Bye.